The Russian-Ukrainian gas war ended in a handshake, but was really nothing more than capitulation. While gracefully allowing Ukraine to save face, Russia got the higher price it wanted and sent a message to the rest of the globe. It's an energy world power to reckon with.
From the competition as a global superpower and the military race and the economic race, Russia lost over the last few decades. But if you look at it in terms of energy, Russia can win. Russia has the resources, and the world needs those resources. So
when Moscow wanted to quadruple the price Ukraine paid for Russia's natural gas, Ukraine said no. Then Russia cut off Ukraine's supply, but continued to pump gas through Ukraine to the rest of Europe. Even so, countries like Austria, France, Germany, Slovakia, and Hungary, already shivering through the coldest winter in years, experienced a dramatic drop in supply.
On the 1st of January, Russia assumed a new role as the chair of the G8, a club of the world's most prosperous democracies. Right at the top of its agenda, energy.
Russia is the world's largest energy producer. Its state-controlled gas company, Gazprom, has been grabbing up shares in foreign gas companies, laying pipes, and making plans to deliver more of its natural wealth to the rest of the world, all the while projecting an image as a reliable energy supplier, an alternative to the chaotic Middle East. But after 30 years of flawless performance, the 2 days of disruptions that accompanied the Russian-Ukrainian gas war have Western Europeans wondering.
Clearly, this prompts questions about how reliable Russia is as a supplier.
And the gas dispute raises concerns Russia will use its energy as a carrot, selling it cheap to its friends, or a stick for countries like Ukraine that broke out of Russia's sphere of influence pursue a Western-tilting foreign policy.
A lot of political commentators are looking at this situation and accusing Russia of using its energy as a political weapon.
No, it's not the case. And
Gazprom insists it's just business.
Russia is not the first country to be using its energy riches as a political tool. The question is, what do you achieve, and then whether you care about consequences and your reputation. If you act as a bully, you probably will be treated as a bully.
Whatever its role, bully or not, Russia's back as a global energy superpower. Ryan Chilcote, CNN, Moscow.